Can you tell us a little bit about the Christmas in August program?
Okay, every year for the last about 30 years, For Haiti with Love has thrown a big party for the children in Haiti on Christmas Day. And the children get a full meal, and they get brand new toys. And before that, they get lots of praise music and the full gospel story. In order to fund that, we have what we call Christmas in August in Florida. And we have an auction and a dinner and a little program that brings people up to speed on what the mission is doing in Haiti, as well as inspire them to get into the spirit of giving to help us with the party for the kids.
We were referencing specifically the issue of the warehouse running empty. How will the cessation in the food supply to the feeding program affect people being willing to come out for something like the Christmas party?
They're really two different issues, actually, because the Christmas party, they know there'll be food there. And the Christmas party, they know they will get gifts. And that's more oriented to the children, who are all really excited to come and celebrate Jesus' birthday with us. The food program itself tends to be focused on the elderly, the disabled, and the orphans who cannot fend for themselves. So when we don't keep that program going, and we did the first of this year, totally run out of food and had to stop the program, people die because they don't have any other place to turn for food.
All right, so when we're looking at the situation with the difficulty in finances and things like that in the U.S., how does that affect what happens in December in Haiti? I mean, sometimes it's difficult for people to continuously give. Have you seen an impact on that?
Oh, yes. We're down a good 30% in overall giving. We're just starting on the Christmas and August project, so it's a little early to have a feel for, other than the fact that we have already started having Christmas gifts delivered here. People are willing to go out and shop for Christmas gifts for the children, but the monetary results of that party, it's a little too early to tell. But overall giving is definitely down, and it isn't because they don't want to help. It's because they're being impacted in this country to the point where they can't. We get letters of apology with checks that are smaller than they've been in previous years.
With regard to the situation, say, since 2008, if you can compare Christmas in August year to year, have you seen that affected by the fiscal crisis that hit the U.S. As it compares to the standard of giving, generally speaking?
I can honestly say that 2014 is the first time we're starting to feel that impact. Our contributions have either been on the level or increasing, but this is the first year we're down. So I guess what other people have been talking about is finally catching up with us.
With regard to the, as we're looking at the overall mission, you know, it has had an impact on some of the outreach programs because you did run out of food, and then when you did have food, it was hard to get it shipped. So how does this impact what you're able to do in terms of gospel outreach?
Hopefully it isn't affecting that all that much, because we do try to explain to people that things are changing in the United States. And we even ask them to pray for the United States. If they want the people in the United States to be able to continue helping them, then we need their prayers for the people in the United States. And they are willing to do that, more than willing to do that.
Is there anything you'd like to add with regard to the Christmas in August fundraiser or the overall situation, the financial health of the ministry?
We can always use all the help that people can spare. The Christmas in August is August the 11th in Dunedin, Florida. The information is on our website, and people can help either by buying a $25 ticket and coming to the party, sending us gifts, or sending money, and we will get the gifts and send them in their name.
Why do you hold a Christmas in August, or even a Christmas party in December?
It's important to not only give them something to look forward to, it's the hope. It's the all-encompassing hope. And we can reach people with the gospel message, with the hope of the party, that we may not be able to reach any other way. They're over and above our food program. They're over and above our clinic outreach. So this is a poor segment of Haiti that doesn't get the opportunity to hear Jesus' message, and we invite them to come and learn about him and celebrate his birthday with us.